صلى الله عليك يا مولاي وابن مولاي، يا أبا عبد الله، فاز من اعتصم بحبلكم، وأمن من لجأ إلى حصنكم. يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز فوزا عظيما. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Imam al-Husayn. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved oppressed Imam. The Imam that was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates. It is recommended that the first night of Majlis of Aba Abdullah, that we remember the first of the Shuhada, the one who left this world before the Imam even arrived in Karbala, the cousin of Imam al-Husayn, Muslim ibn Aqil. As-salamu alayka ya Muslim ibn Aqil. We testify, O Muslim, that you did what you could, and it was in your capacity to help Imam al-Husayn. Imagine, Muslim, there were moments in Kufa. He was sent by Imam al-Husayn to see who has sent these letters, if they were truthful, if they were loyal. Muslim came and spoke to the people. They started coming group after group. They gathered 18,000 people and pledged allegiance to Muslim. Muslim sent a letter to Imam al-Husayn saying, O Aba Abdullah, I testify these people are loyal. 18,000 people have pledged allegiance. Come, they are waiting for your leadership. But times go by after the letter was sent to Imam al-Husayn. Imam al-Husayn gradually makes his move from Mecca towards Kufa. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad comes to Kufa, he threatens and bribes people. Gradually people started to leave Muslim ibn Aqil. Imagine, Muslim, the last night that he had a following in the Masjid of Kufa. He has many lines behind him performing salat, but eventually they started leaving one by one, group after group. When Muslim turns around to say Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, only few people remained with Muslim. Imagine Muslim walking in the streets of Kufa, lonely at night. This reminds me when Imam Ali alayhi salam was walking all lonely in the streets of Kufa, taking bread and goods to the families of the poor. But instead of thanking him, they curse Ali ibn Abi Talib. Maybe Muslim is having these thoughts in his mind. He ends up at the door of the lady called Tawa. Many of you know this story. She asks him, what you're doing at this time of night, oh stranger? Do you have anywhere to stay? He says, who would let Muslim ibn Aqil stay at the house? I'm a stranger, I have no place. I'm the representative of Hussein ibn Ali. The lady has respect and love for Imam Ali alayhi salam and his family. She lets him in, but unfortunately her son comes late. He realizes there's someone there, there's someone at the house. He realizes that it's Muslim ibn Aqil. He calls the authorities in. They come and ambush Muslim ibn Aqil. This brave warrior of Banu Hashim fights from all directions and even from the rooftop. Eventually, he gets wounded all over. They came, they take him to the castle. At that time, Muslim ibn Aqil asked for a bit of water. But brothers and sisters, there's something about Karbala. All the shuhada of Karbala to leave with a thirsty mouth. They say Muslim tries to take a sip of water, but his lips are bleeding. The water becomes najis. He pours it out, then another cup. The same thing happens. He realizes this is how we have to meet our Lord. They take Muslim to Dar al-Imara. Before they behead Muslim, he turns towards Mecca. Why? Imagine what's happening in the heart of Muslim ibn Aqil. He says straight away, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, alayka minni salaya. To turn back. The people here are not loyal. The news arrived at the camp of Imam al-Hussein. When Imam al-Hussein heard the news of Muslim ibn Aqil being martyred, he called the daughter of Muslim ibn Aqil. He brings her over. He sits on his lap. He starts to stroke her. We تل أبا عبد الله سيدي After your shahada, they didn't stroke your daughter's haya, but they ripped their scarves off. They ripped their earrings out of the ears. Allah, la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin, wa sayalamu al-ladhina zalamu. أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد